Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube and Patreon pages. The links are in the podcast description below. On this week's Thoughtful Thursday, I want to talk about something that I saw on LinkedIn recently, posted by one of our partners with Hacking Your Leadership, Nancy DeBramano. She's been kind of instrumental in orchestrating and moderating some of our Clubhouse rooms that we've done over the last few months. And she posted on LinkedIn based on something she saw that was a comment by an employee that said, "I don't get paid enough to do this." And the employee was responding to something that says basically some employees are kind of being exploited or being asked too much for what their job is or what they're being paid. And that made me think about that because, I've been in some situations where I thought that, where I thought what they're asking me to do doesn't fall within my scope of work or what my actual job is. But I also don't wanna like make waves. I kind of have always believed in this whole like, don't do the job you have, do the job that you want. What do you think about this, Lorenzo? Has you ever felt like you were being asked to do something that you weren't being paid to do?
Yeah, I think those words may have crossed my lips a few times, mostly under my breath and to myself,
sure.
It absolutely has happened. Yes, I think it's one of those interesting things. And I also saw the post from Nancy Debra, and I saw some other posts and some conversation and dialogue on LinkedIn on this statement. And what kind of stuck out to me is remembering that when somebody says that, they say, like, "I don't get paid enough to do this," that doesn't necessarily make them a bad employee, a non-motivated employee, or not a good team member. There are definitely times when probably everybody has felt that at one point. And sometimes you're absolutely correct. You know, you're being asked to do something that you really either shouldn't be doing, or quite honestly, you're being asked to do the job of somebody else.
Sure.
And I think over time, that can get frustrating. I think that can get that's something that can really damage culture. But also, I have heard people say that when it absolutely they get paid enough to do what they're being asked to do, without question. And so, for me, it's kind of one of those things where the context matters, and I don't see it as one or the other. It has to live somewhere in the middle. But I think that based on the context, it is one or the other. It's either somebody's being asked to do something they should be doing, and it's just a bad statement, and it means that maybe they're not motivated, they don't want to do their job. Or at the same exact time, based on the context, it can be I shouldn't be doing this because maybe you're asking me to do more than what's expected of me in my current role.
Yeah, I'm thinking about where this has impacted me in my own life. And I've been in situations where I've been given the opportunity to step up and take on responsibilities temporarily, and wondering, what would I do if this were asked of me without being paid for it? Kind of here's what you can be doing now, and thinking, well, how long would I do that for without getting paid? And thinking I would do it a lot longer myself than I would allow it to happen to someone reporting to me. And so I feel like there's this kind of dichotomy here where, I'm kind of holding myself to almost a lower standard, where I'll let something happen to me that I wouldn't let happen to one of my employees. And so, what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is am I not being a strong enough advocate for myself, or am I trying to bail out, or am I too focused on potentially bailing out an employee if this were happening to them? I want to get your answer to that, but first I want to give it up to a few words from our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, so what is it? Am I not holding my leaders to a high enough standard when it comes to potentially asking me to do something that I'm not getting paid enough to do? Or am I being too much of almost a parental boss or leader to my employees if I am, really trying to make sure that they're not being asked to do things that they're not being paid for, or not just allowing them to kind of figure out that on their own?
Yeah, well, so I think, we said it a little bit earlier, but I think you have to kind of do a little bit of both. Like there's no way for somebody to take on an additional element of responsibility if they, and be successful if they haven't had a chance to kind of figure it out and try it out a little bit. So you have to have this balance of being really good at your day job and then opening up bandwidth to take on additional responsibility. And then the balance becomes, though, holding people accountable or pushing people too hard in the extra space in which they play I think is what outputs an answer or a comment like, I don't get paid enough to do this, because it's like, not only are we asking you to show up and do your best in your current role, but now we want to either layer on additional responsibility or sometimes take you out of that role completely, push you into a different type of role with a higher level of responsibility as a means of giving you some experience. But it can get really frustrating as if you're in that extra role of experience, maybe you're not getting compensated for it because it's really about your development. But at the same time, you're being held at this very, very high level. So it is an absolute balance of the two. Like I would want to provide my people with the opportunity of saying, this is kind of what you've earned. You've done a great job in your current role. And as a result of that, here's an opportunity for you to take on some additional responsibility. But let's make sure that we're really clear about what this is, right? This is temporary. It's for a certain amount of time. This is the level of responsibility. These are the things that we would like for you to get out of it, that you'd like to get out of it. But this is really about sharpening and tightening up certain skills and competence as you want to move forward in your career. But at the same time, being really conscious of making sure that you're not exploiting that you're not asking them for so much more, that you're not, you know, you're not necessarily holding them at the highest level of accountability for something that they're learning how to do or that they're gaining experience in. I think most of the time when people hear this specific comment of, I don't get paid enough to do this, it's usually, for me, one of two things. Either you truly have somebody who is disengaged and doesn't want to do the work and maybe doesn't want to be there and has a negative outlook on the work of the team already, or you've pushed somebody to the point of frustration because the bar of expectation, or you've delegated your job to them, basically, sure, is to the point where they're seeing you do less as a result of them doing more, and that's not exactly fair.
Right. So really it comes down to accountability. So if what you're getting out of doing a job is the experience, is the opportunity to see what you can do, is, you know, kind of the stretch assignment, so to speak, then what you're getting for it, sometimes it is what you're getting out of it is that experience, not necessarily, you know, getting paid to do it. But what with accountability should come pay. So if I'm asking an employee to do something and they are saying, I don't get paid enough to do this, typically what that means is that not only have I asked them to do that, but now I'm holding them accountable to it like I would hold accountable someone whose job it actually is, as opposed to just looking at it like a learning experience and saying, well, this is a person who it's not their job. I've given it to them as a stretch assignment, which is totally fine. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for the outcome, not them. They're just responsible for getting what they can out of the experience and learning.
Absolutely. No, I think it's a great point. And I think that that's something that is, you know, I love that balance of, like, if you're going to provide somebody with responsibilities beyond their day job, allow those things to be learning responsibilities. Allow those things to be things that you know that maybe they're doing for the first time or they're trying to refine something. Give them some space to make some mistakes and figure things out if that's your intent. But yeah, holding them to a level of accountability on extra work, I think is the thing that becomes not fair. And I think that's the thing that results in some visceral responses like this. And quite honestly, times in my career when I felt that myself, when I've been asked to do extra work or take on additional responsibility or figure things out, and then all of the sudden I feel like I'm being held accountable to that job, but I don't actually have the job as I'm learning to figure out some of those types of things. So I've definitely been there and I understand that.
Yeah, 100%. And there are some employees who just need to be sat down and said, hey, you know what? This is your job. So, and you do get paid enough to do this. Or if you don't feel like you get paid enough, then you can go find a different job. But this is part of your job, which really underscores the importance of making sure that job descriptions are clearly defined, so that if it does come to the point where it's a kind of a black and white decision whether or not this is a person's job, you can say, hey, look at this right here. Guess what? It is your job.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.